The Tribulation. On March 4, the Lord visited me from 2:30 a.m. to 5:05 a.m. My body shook for 20 minutes, then the Lord took me to the beach, and we walked up the mountainside to the big rock, where we had sat the last time. Everything seemed normal for the first few moments, but suddenly I noticed that the mountains where the fires had burned the day before were now only scorched, charred mounds of ash and rubble. The whole area was simply a huge black hole of destruction. I noticed that the beach where the people had run and fallen the day before was pockmarked with black spots, and I assumed that each of these spots represented the charred remains of human beings who had died in the fires of the last days. The ocean, once filled with blazing blood, was now a large, empty sinkhole, scorched beyond recognition. After a few moments of beholding this scene of ultimate desolation, darkness, and destruction, the ocean and the surrounding area returned to normal. I had studied the Word of God to see what it said about these phenomena. In Revelation 8:8, I read these words, "And something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood." Revelation 16:3 refers to the sea becoming like blood. "Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died." God had shown me the very things He had already described in His Word. "When is all this going to take place?" I asked the Lord with great curiosity.
"At the tribulation."
"Lord, when will the tribulation occur?"
"After I bring my children to my kingdom, whoever has read my book and believes my prophets should know about these things concerning the end of time. All the things I showed you on this beach will happen very soon."
I feel the Lord is coming for us very soon, and that is why so many unusual things are happening in the world. One glance at the daily headlines concurs with this observation. Earthquakes, other natural disasters, including hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, fires, floods, and blizzards, violence, lawlessness, plagues, terrorism, and many other phenomena are occurring with greater intensity and frequency than ever before, just as the Bible predicted. Jesus told His disciples, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Matthew 24:6-14. These were the events that Jesus had already shown me. How I wish I could impress their vividness and reality upon everyone in the same way that those scenes have been so indelibly imprinted on my mind. Jesus' words are real, and His prophecies soon will come to pass.